Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
it's
Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Youngblood.
Andrew Youngblood, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Dude, so nice to have you. Well, it's nice that you're in town and we get a chance to have you in town to do this because we've hung with you in Texas a bunch.
A bunch, yeah.
You are, can I say, the founder, creator of The Secret Group?
One of them.
There's a bunch of us.
There's a bunch of you guys who have really, in my opinion, planted the flag for great comedy in the city of Houston. Houston, by the way, I remember back in the day, the Laugh Stop, wasn't that what it was?
That's where Hicks did a lot of work. And a lot
I can't
of
stop hearing about it. Yeah. That's all they're talking about.
I can't laugh stop hearing about it. No, but there is a basis for really good comedy
for
in
sure.
Houston. And
it's got
so,
a rich history in Houston.
And we did...
the Come and Take It Festival?
Yeah.
We did.
You also did a standalone one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. So far. Yeah.
And
over at Stephanie Whittle's place.
We did that. Yeah. That was you know what? Too. I think it was
the flood.
It was before we were open.
It was right before you
because
were going
we
to be
were supposed
open,
to be open,
happened.
And then
yeah.
you know how that stuff works.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to come back because we love it so much. It's a great space.
And we'll figure out a time to
that
get
festival
back.
Was really fun too. I it loved is. How enclosed it
and
is.
And we did an episode of a chapter of our audiobook on audible.com called Scholars and Stripes about Houston.
Oh yeah, yeah. We went to Numbers.
We went to Numbers.
Numbers went to
but you also took us to that burger or barbecue
Killian's
Drew's. We went to Drew's.
It's like a house.
Yeah. Yeah,
Drew's I always tell people, amazing.
Everyone wants to go to Killen's. Like, that's
we
the place.
We went there, but Drew's
is
pretty
good,
amazing.
But Drew's is like one guy named Drew.
At his house.
And he just opens and closes when he runs out of meat.
That's
like,
right.
That's it.
And
it's
for great. Anybody who's followed along with all of my tour and everything that I'm doing, Andrew and I are on the road together doing the Together Tour.
You guys are together on the Together Tour.
We are. We are. So many people have seen just how great of a comic you are and how much you mean to me and doing our shows together. It's the best. And obviously, I love Houston. I'm going to be doing a residency there, I think, in August.
August, right?
Yeah. We'll do like 10 days, nothing but new. Every single night is going to be new material.
Dude, that's awesome.
And if you're in Houston, you need to go to The Secret Group and you need to make sure you're seeing Andrew Youngblood do comedy.
Support him. Support what they're doing there because, honestly, it's good comedy in a city that...
It's the best.
That needs good comedy.
And we'll come and support
it. I feel like this is happening, you tell me. I mean, Austin is so expensive and Austin has always been that sort of oasis in Texas, but now so many people are moving there and so many that it used to be that if you were a great comic in Houston, you were like, I got to move to Austin and then do my stuff there. But I feel like now the conditions are maybe such that people are like, maybe I should stay here and make my scene better.
It's different now. Like when I first, you know, I've been doing comedy about 5 years now. And when I first started, there was like 3 mics a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like total. And now there's like 3 mics a night.
It's awesome.
3 to 5 shows a night. Like it's just all
it's
over.
People
all
say
over
to me all the time, like, you go to Houston a lot. I'm like, yeah, you should too.
Yeah. It's great.
I love it there.
Yeah. Well, we love it.
And I love you guys.
It. We'll be back. All right. Secret Group, follow them, check them out. Yep. Here's the deal, Andrew. We believe that the world is getting dumber.
Probably
sure.
not in Houston. I mean, I'm sure that it's
just a lot of smart people in
smart
Houston.
People
yeah,
in Houston. It's
just,
nothing yeah. dumb happens.
Nothing dumb happens there.
What's your name, Zod? It's a guy who works at Secret Group.
That's a deep Houston cut.
Wow.
You'll have some.
Well, we believe it's getting dumber, and we get stories sent to us of that that basically proves our theory. So Dan's got a great
you
one.
Ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, here we go. Sent in by Buckley Wilkinson at Soup Theorist.
If Buckley Wilkinson
or
didn't...
Or Soup the Orist.
If Buckley Wilkinson didn't go to private school, that is a missed opportunity. Buckley Wilkinson sounds like a private school.
Yeah, but his dad and mom got him in. More so even his mom.
Felicity Huffman's mom got him in.
Oh. His email was Soup Theorist?
No.
What was it?
Just handle, @ Soup Theorist.
Soup
Buckley
Theorist.
Wilkinson.
Okay, fine. I think a theory about that.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. I want to meet Buckley.
What's this soup like? I got some theories.
Let me theorize on this. All right, ready?
I have some thoughts.
A Florida cop has been disciplined for allowing a couple under arrest to smoke, kiss, cuddle, and engage in sexual activity while they were in the rear of his police cruiser.
What's wrong with that?
That's nice.
What?
Well, it depends. What did they do? That's the thing.
You're not booked yet.
Yeah.
You're not booked yet.
What if you said to him, what is your last meal? And he turned and said, her.
No.
Oh, you know, come on.
Maybe they're not going to see each other for a while. Like, they know, like, you guys are gone for 10 years.
It's ended now.
A cop can believe in love.
He's being human. He's being a human.
Why should he be disciplined?
What town are you guys in?
Damn, what did they do wrong? I need to know what their defense was.
That is going to make the difference in this story.
Yeah.
In July, Officer Doug McNeil of the Fort Pierce Police Department.
Doug, what are you doing?
FPPD.
I know what I'm doing. Doug?
Arrested. You ready? This is an all... I don't know if that's saying... I shouldn't oversell it. This is quintessential dumb people town.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Doug McNeil arrested Zachary Molendick.
No.
Come on.
No.
M-O-E-L-L-E-N. Molendick. Molendick.
Molendick.
Molendick.
Molendick. Molendick sounds like a pornographic law firm. Yeah. Or like what happens to you if
come
you
to the law firm
with
Molendick. Right. I got Molendick. I got to let it go for like a day. I can't touch it.
My dick is so Molen.
Zachary Molendick and
my dick is Molen shut.
He arrested Zachary Molendick and Christy Lee, which means...
Christy Lee is...
That is a porn name.
Thank you.
For sure.
Christy Lee.
This is a porn
imagine
couple.
Imagine that hyphenation. Christy Dickley.
I'm pretty sure the cop was just a fan of their work. He was like, let me see it live.
Come on. Zachary Molendick and Krista Lee for allegedly...
Way, it's not Christy Lee. It's Krista Lee.
By the way, if it was...
Krista Lee.
Krista
Lee.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
If her name is Chris... If she changed her name and married this guy and took his name.
Right.
And became Krista Molendick. That is less sexual than Krista Lee.
You're right.
You're saying.
You're right. They were arrested for allegedly stealing jewelry and a baby toy from a Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, let them have it.
I know.
Come on.
They're trying to make a baby.
Molendick was charged with trespass.
He can't have a baby. He's got Molendick.
He was charged with trespass since Walmart security had previously ordered him to stay away from the store.
You get out of here, Molendick.
Repeat offender.
And you know his picture's on the wall.
You take your Molendick out of here.
It's a Molendick pick.
Come on,
God
Dan.
Damn it, Dan. At Sklar Brothers.
There you go. I'll take it.
Molendick.
McNeil initially handcuffed Lee behind her back, but later moved the cuffs, quote, from the rear to the front to allow her to smoke a cigarette while standing outside the patrol car.
That's
this cop
just
is
nice.
Already too...
You're charming, maybe.
He is too chill. Oh, you're putting it on them? It's not
charming.
His lack. It's their excess.
Yeah, he's nice. They're good. They know how to talk to people.
Dan, it's abducted in plain sight. It's like right. they're just like... How about we do this?
Right.
Come on, man. They're getting all him. Right. They're like, listen, right. I'm going to go to...
It's the cop. Right. Just consistently going, all right.
Like, where
see the harm in that?
I'm going to jail. You can move
I
it to
don't
the front.
See the harm in that is his mantra.
Look, I'm going with you. You caught me with the jewelry and the baby toy.
But by the way, there's...
Just let me smoke a cigarette.
There's nothing sexier than this.
I know.
I hope they got the cop to crush the menthol in it. And
come on. Hey, you pack it for
me. Let him make out. There's nothing tastes better than a woman who just smoked a cigarette.
Anywhere. So she moves the hands from the back to the front mm-hmm. to smoke uh-huh. a cigarette while sure. standing outside the patrol car. Molendick was not handcuffed by McNeil because he was on crutches. Okay.
Okay. If you're so gonna rob a place,
repaint your picture. Zachary Molendick is being kicked out of Walmart stealing baby toys and jewelry
crutches.
While
on
crutches.
Which
you know, the cop's like, I know you're not gonna go anywhere.
Yeah, how far are you gonna get?
Zach.
If I want to, I can kick the crutches out of your hands and you're on
Zach,
your face.
They just took a crutch away.
And
that's
I
it.
Just quit smoking myself 6 weeks ago.
So I get it.
I get it.
I smoke a cigarette.
Just one.
I get it, guys. Lee and Molendick were subsequently placed in the rear of McNeil's squad car, which the officer drove to the county jail.
It's the Florida Rizzoli and Isles.
As recorded on...
Lee and Molendick.
As recorded on a police cam, the suspects cuddled and kissed en route to the St. Lucie County lockup. At one point...
By the way, it's the nicest date they've been on in years.
Oh, years. It's like their own... It's this Florida, this is a horse-drawn carriage in Florida. Being with someone you love in the back of a cop car.
It's going to cost you more than you wanted it to, but at least in the end, you're like, we have a memory. We have a memory here.
On police cam, the suspects cuddled and kissed en route to the St. Lucie County lockup. At one point, and seemingly to make the ride more romantic, Officer McNeil put on Barry White's Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe via the car's video.
That's not true.
It is 100% true. Oh, that is 100% true.
Part of me, it's Port Lucie, but is it Port St. Lucie? Like, now I want this to be a Greenlee. Now I want him to explain who Barry White is.
Barry White
or what?
Cuddling
is the
cuddling
act
is when two people, commonly referred to as small spoon and big spoon. When the police arrived at the jail Sally Port, Officer McNeil allowed Lee and Molendick to smoke a cigarette inside the car. Molendick, whose hands were free, had a cigarette tucked behind his ear and a lighter in his pants pocket, which means McNeil isn't even patting them down.
Didn't search.
You got anything on you? Nope. Is that a
you
cigarette behind you?
That you could light my car on fire with?
No.
Just this lighter.
They're good kids. I like them.
He's on crutches.
They're stealing baby toys from Walmart. Like, Walmart can't stand to lose another baby toy.
One baby toy.
Where's the baby?
We're on probably still
trying
at Walmart.
They're trying to make it.
After enjoying a smoke, the couple then engaged in sexual contact. An internal affairs report noted that, quote, due to Lee and Molendick's body posture and arm movements, it is apparent Molendick and Lee are sexually pleasuring each other with their hands.
What?
Yeah. Investigators did not base that conclusion solely on footage recorded in the cruiser during questioning by an internal affairs detective.
They took it on cell phone footage that the officer recorded.
Lee and Molendick.
Body cam.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
According to, during questioning by an internal affairs detective, Lee said, that's Krista, said that Molendick, quote, fingered her while she gave him a hand job. Molendick told the investigator.
By the way, that was her description.
That was her description. Ready for Molendick's? Molendick told the investigator that, quote, he got her off and she got me off.
See, these are classy people.
Nice. He's always been more eloquent.
McNeil's like, guys, I don't want to interrupt. I appreciate that you're both attentive lovers. And you're making sure each person
says. She got me off. I got her off. We both got everyone off.
Molendick, you're a get over here.
Get over here, Molendick.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will hear what McNeil thinks of all of this and what he did
right after this.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Andrew Youngblood is our guest. Follow Andrew Youngblood on the Twitters and the Instagrams. It is
at No Youngblood.
I don't know when this is going to drop, but do you have any dates coming up?
If it's going to drop in the next 3 weeks, then yes.
I don't know. It might not. It probably won't.
Well, where can they find your dates?
AndrewYoungblood.com. Yes, I'm on tour with Dan a lot. So Dan Van Kirk right now. So
if you go see Dan, you will see this wonderful comedian.
It should drop before
does.
We do our East Coast run.
There you go.
People should keep an eye out for all of that.
Check out either website. You'll be able to find
it. In August, people can come hang out with both of us doing shows at the Secret Group.
Okay, good. Exactly. So this will drop before that.
Love it.
So when we left, it was Molendick and Lee. O'Neill had something to say about it.
McNeil. Why McNeil said he saw nothing wrong with the couple kissing and cuddling in the car. He claimed not to have seen any sexual activity.
He just heard rhythmic slapping.
However, a female cop who watched the arrestees while the cop car was in the Sally Port declared, I know, don't you wish it was Greenlee? Because we would all know what a Sally Port
is. I don't know what a Sally Port is.
Isn't that what it's called when he goes inside of her?
I just put Sally Port. I parked my Molendick in her Sally Port. By the way, that's it for Sex from Here. I parked my Molendick in her Sally Port.
A female cop who watched the arrestees while the cop car was in the Sally Port declared, quote, I think they're making babies back there. That's what she said to McNeil.
By the way, she doesn't just know pleasuring each other digitally, that is not how you make a baby.
So many great cops. McNeil was suspended without pay for 20 days due to his violation of multiple police policies. Wow. And don't you hope he was like, so loving's wrong.
Yeah.
Loving, that's what the kind of cops we want to be now?
Isn't it funny that like this guy who's letting these people do this is getting probably more a violated time off than someone who just like shoots someone who's unarmed beats the hell out of someone who they shouldn't.
And all McNeil wanted to do was just let some people love each other.
In the world.
We're not booked yet.
No. They're going to get booked. Let them enjoy this time. He just wanted to be a legend. He wanted to be the cop that they were like, yeah, I got arrested, but you would not believe this cop. Right. You would not believe McNeil.
Cool, cool.
But
uncle.
Then they ratted him out.
Yeah.
They totally.
No, it's all on camera.
Yeah,
on camera.
I know. But then they still got interviewed and they're like, yeah.
They could have lied. And been like, no, I was just rubbing
my scratching
my
inner thigh.
Maybe it was so right to them. They didn't even see how that would be wrong. Yeah, of course we. I know.
Tell them what happened. They'll believe in love.
I wanted to get off his Mullen dick.
Coincidentally, Lee was convicted of misdemeanor theft on February 14th.
You know what he did steal? He stole Lee's heart. He stole Lee's heart.
All right, we'll get out of here on this. At one point in the year, I imagine they are the same age.
Oh, yeah.
How old do you think Mullen Dick and Krista Lee are? You are a guest.
You said they're the same age?
Yep. You can go first, Tig, or third. Where do you want to go?
I'll go Tig.
Okay.
Jay?
30.
It's Florida.
38.
Okay. 38 years old. Andrew Youngblood.
They're passionate.
Mm-hmm.
26. Oh, I was gonna say that.
You were?
Yeah.
That's always fun when somebody guesses someone else's guess.
We're in the wheelhouse.
29
yep. years old.
They are passionate.
26, 29, 38.
38.
By the way, 29 in Florida is like Florida years should be kind of half of dog years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like Florida years.
Times three.
It's like times three of a regular person.
All that sun.
Yeah.
All right. Zachary Mullendick. And Krista Lee, play along, townies, wherever you are. Both got busy in the back of a cop cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is banned from Walmart on crutches. We don't even know what that is. We never learned what a Sally
never
Port
what,
is.
No, no, Sally Port is. There's a lot of questions we have here.
You ready? They both are 24 years old.
Oh,
very Andrew close. Youngblood.
That was
there
be,
you go, buddy.
Felt the young passion.
There we go. That's look at it. That. That's amazing. Just because the cop did it, did he really do anything so
no,
wrong?
He did not.
I don't think
I'm
he did.
Saying
a lot
he didn't.
Of negligence.
If we had more cops like him, the world would be a better place.
Thank you.
I
Andrew
do think,
Youngblood.
Though, get the lighter. You never, yeah, you never
that's
know.
True. That's the one. That's the one mistake he made. I'd give him a few days off for the lighter, but right. That's yeah. it. All right, there you go. That's our show. Again, follow Andrew at No Youngblood on Twitter and on Instagram.
All that.
And follow him and watch him when he performs with Daniel Van Kirk. Go to supersquares.com. Follow us on Instagram at Squad Brothers. Sure. Join our Facebook page, all that great stuff. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarbands Audio, a podcast network.